Hello there, this is Mary DeMuth, and this is Pray Every Day, where I pray through the Bible verse by verse. So thankful to have you here today, and just want to commend you and praise you for taking prayer seriously and being prayed for every single day of the year. For those of you who are brand new, welcome to the podcast. I hope it is a blessing to you. How this works is I say a scripture, and then I pray the scripture. And so that's the simple format. We're about 5 minutes a day, and hopefully that will help you start your day with joy. So today's scripture from the book We Too, how the church can respond redemptively to the sexual abuse crisis. We're going through verses that I unpack in that particular book. And today is from 2 Corinthians 11, 13 through 15 in the HCSB, the Holman Christian Standard Bible. It says this: "For such people are false apostles, deceitful workers, disguising themselves as apostles of Christ. And no wonder, for Satan disguises himself as an angel of light. So it is no great thing if his servants also disguise themselves as servants of righteousness. Their destiny will be according to their works." Mind if I pray for you? Lord, I am so grateful that you have warned us. And there have been times where I know in particular when we were church planting overseas that I looked up every single verse I could possibly find about wolves, about false teachers, false apostles, because I encountered some of them. And I had always kind of thought of those verses, Lord, as, oh, well, these are just warnings to the early church because surely this doesn't happen now. And I was so very wrong. And please forgive me for that erroneous thought. Your warnings in scripture from the Old and New Testament are just as helpful today. And so, Lord, this is super helpful when it comes to predatory people who prey on others, particularly sexually. They can look amazing. They can say all the right words. They are well-versed in Christianese. Your word calls them false apostles, deceitful workers, disguising themselves as apostles of Christ. And that's where the rub becomes so difficult, Lord, because when we have been abused in a church structure, we associate it with you. Just like for me, when I was a daughter of a predator, a father predator, I had a hard time understanding your goodness because I could only see my father's face. And in the same way, if we are abused within a church structure, we begin to equate you with that abuse. And Lord, this is such an insidious plan of the evil one. And I stand against it in Jesus' name. And I pray for redemption. I pray you would shed holy light on those who are acting in this way, that you would set us free from these lies and from these false apostles and deceitful workers. Would you expose them now? Would you give us the eyes to see? Would you give us the discernment we need to understand what that means? It's amazing to me that Satan disguises himself as an angel of light, yet he is all darkness. So he's really good at masquerading. And those who follow him, even though they may not even realize they're following him, are really good at that masquerade. So give us the eyes to see, to tear down the facades, Lord, in Jesus' name, because this is destroying your church from the inside out. And we desperately need you to rescue us. We need you to rescue those children, and we need you to expose these folks. And if there's a part that we need to play in that, I pray that you would help us to see that part and understand what we need to do in light of that. Lord, we love you. We need you. We praise you. We worship you. You are good. You are the great exposer of difficult things like this. And so we trust that you are able to do that. In Jesus' name, I love you so much. Please continue to expose what is done in the darkness. I pray this even in our own lives. In Jesus' name, amen. Thanks so much for listening to Pray Every Day. If you want to know more about the podcast, you can go to prayeveryday.show and also get the app. Get the app. Have an amazing day.